Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us for our Sunday service on the 21st of June. It's Steve Morris here, Vicar at St Cuthbert's North Wembley. You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much for listening. The service is obviously here, and you can then go onto the website and find all the other things that you'll need. The readings are there, a wonderful song, hymn that you can listen to, and the service order as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. I invite you now to bring anything you'd like to say sorry for to God. We bring it to him, all of us, knowing that he forgives and he forgets. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So we say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So, there are three readings today. You'll find them all on a separate file on the website. I'm going to read today from Matthew 10, 24 to 39. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It's enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden, that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father? And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. My word, it's a really full-on reading, isn't it? It's very, very challenging. You've got to see the context of it, really. It's Jesus is sending out his people, his friends, to go and do ministry in his name for the first time. And I think maybe it's a bit like any parent, you know. We tend to up the risks just to try and keep our children safe. We say, you know, watch out for this, watch out for that. And I think that's really what he's doing here. He's just worried about them. He wants them to feel that they're going to be okay. It's a bit at this point where he's saying, over to you. You're going to have to go and try. You go and see how you get on. Students are not above the teachers. We take on the characteristics of those who influence us. Well, that's a definite truth, isn't it? I mean, I've been influenced, thankfully, generally, actually, almost always, for the good by people. And I've always, when I've come across someone, I think, well, I'd like to be a bit more like that. Jesus is really saying to people, what do you need to be afraid of? And what he says is there's a sense, a certain centre of personal evil in the universe, and we need to know that that is real. I think most of us know it. Most of us have felt somehow in the presence of evil sometime in our life, and we don't often put a name to it. The point is, I think, is not to be too kind of spooky about it. It's we're not meant to become obsessed with such things, but simply to know that there is danger and to do something about it. The promise is that God will protect us from this kind of evil, but we mustn't be reckless. God, he says, knows and loves everything personally. He loves everyone personally. Knows the very hairs on your head. And I suppose in a way that's a help for us not to be quite so afraid. What are we asked to do here? And I think it's really to make a choice, is that if we're following Jesus, not to be shy about it. And if someone asks us, to tell them. Tell them what difference he has made to us. I think that's absolutely right, actually. I think that's absolutely right. We should do that. He does say some rather interesting things. He says there'll be turmoil, that families will become kind of at loggerheads with each other. And I suppose in a way that's because it's such a profound doctrine, the doctrine of Christ. You know, it's the last will be first. It's turning the world completely upside down from our consumerist society. And so there's bound to be disagreement, isn't there? I think that's just a statement of truth. But what he does say, I think, and this is where I'd like to leave you with this, is he says, take up your cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And I've always found that the most encouraging and helpful piece of advice, really, that he offers. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. I think what he means by that is, wherever you're at, whatever is holding you back, whatever is difficult, don't let that put you off following God. Even if you're feeling ropey and you're wondering how on earth you're going to get through the day, a tiny act of saying, yep, you know what, I'm there, but I am going to dedicate myself today in whatever tiny way I can, dedicate myself to the God of love and to love in this extraordinary place. I think that's something that even on my bad days I can do. So may I encourage you today, encourage you as much as I can. Take up your cross, whatever that cross might be. The cross may be weighty, but it will not weigh you down. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Jesus, the God of love and care and gentleness. Amen. And so, we say together the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray today a prayer of thanks for all of those who have worked so hard to keep our country going. We pray safety on those who work in the emergency services and all the frontline work that has been going on. And Father, we pray very, very much, Lord, for those who are sick at this time. those who are worried, those whose mental health is proving difficult. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask that you would stand with us, help us to take up our crosses, to follow you, to imitate you, to be the best version of what we're capable of being with your help and the Holy Spirit's prompting. Father, we pray for our leaders, we pray for our bishops, and we pray for all those who lead in the church. We pray especially this morning for church wardens and all those who do so much work to keep our church going, that they would be in good heart. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, you may be listening to this in company or on your own. I encourage you to share the peace. If there's no one there with you, bring to mind someone that you would like to share the peace with. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Let's offer one another a sign of peace. We're now going to embark on the Eucharistic prayer. I encourage you to say out loud the words that are in bold on your service sheet. This is the time when we can really join God at the top table. We can know, as we always do, that we are part of his family. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you, with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So, Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. So, friends, we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. I encourage you now, just before we say the prayer after communion, just to take a moment's silence, and as you just sit silently and listen, just be prepared for the gentle descent of the Holy Spirit into our lives. And we say together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So, dear friends, I wish you well. I really do. And please do be in contact with me if there's anything I can do to help. And do keep an eye on our church website. I think we may, you know, at some point soon be able to open up to some kind of private prayer in the church. And things are changing all the time. So do please stay in touch with that. And so, a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he fill you full of joy and peace and love. May he send his angels to guard you and to whisper words of comfort to you. Holy Spirit, would you bless us? Bless us with your kind and abiding Spirit. Jesus, guide us. Father, help us to know that we are loved. Bless us and all of those whom we love. Amen. The blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, now and forever. Amen. So, friends, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.